Hi. I know I did an update audio like a week ago or something. I just wanted to add on to that in terms of future plans and a lot of other things. First off, I just wanted to address a certain situation that's if you don't follow me on Twitter, you don't have Twitter. The topic of inclusivity has been mentioned over and over again in the audio community, and I just wanted to say I've written out my thoughts and how I felt on Twitter, sorry. And I just wanted to create this audio and update those of you who don't have Twitter and don't follow me on Twitter, my stance and my thoughts. As I'm going to keep this short because I've already addressed this on Twitter and as I've mentioned on that platform as well, I am this kind of topic is pressing. It's a very pressing topic for me. It's sensitive because it brings about a lot of things that I don't want to feel at the moment, and it really triggers my anxiety, my PTSD, and a lot of other shit, you know? But I just wanted to say that I've never explicitly stated this in an audio. I believe I only mentioned it once, and I've mentioned it a few times on Twitter. sorry. And I am a person of color. I'm Asian, and one of the reasons why I started making audios is because of the lack of inclusivity I've seen. Now I know that most of the time it's not intentional. I highly suggest listening to Zeta talk about this on Backstage. She highlighted some very, very good points today in her audio, and I agree with everything she says. She's amazing. She's a wonderful person, very thoughtful, very more eloquent. Like, she's super eloquent, better at talking than I am. And if you want to hear what I also think on this situation, listen to Zeta. Anyways, I just wanted to say that first, let me start off by apologizing if it takes a while for me to form these words. I'll try my best not to ramble as much and get to my point. But anyways, one of the reasons, like I said, is because I want to be inclusive, in terms of making sure that no one feels alienated by the words that I use. If I ever create an audio that makes you feel excluded or brings you out of that current fantasy, you know, between me and you as a listener, I want you to let me know, whether it's through the comments or through DMs, whatever. You can contact me through Twitter, Discord, email me or leave me anonymous feedback and let me know, because I want to improve as a person. And I don't want people to feel excluded when they listen to my content. If I'm making an audio that explicitly states the person's body type or what they look like and like, anything regarding their appearance, I'll be sure to tag it. And you know, I like the way I think of making audios, whether it be SFW or NSFW, wow, I can't talk, SFW or NSFW, It leaves a lot to the imagination, especially with the words that are used. I try my best to omit any words that might make the listener feel excluded and, you know, take them away from the audio. I feel like I'm gonna encounter some people who might be like, oh, what about dick size? And, okay, I'm going to address this right now. Yeah, I understand that there are guys that have insecurities about their dick size, but this is not the issue at hand here. I'm talking about skin color, people's like body shape, appearance, and everything like that. And the importance of how my audience feels in terms of being included and how I want to progress as a content creator. This might be a hobby for me, but the stuff that I put out there, it's very important to me that I'm able to reach a bigger audience to make everyone feel included, because I know what it's like to be alienated. And, you know, just, I should wrap this up because my mind's starting to wander and I don't really want to trigger myself that way. Essentially, if you in any way fetishize my race, or you ask me to do race play audios, I will block you. That is something I will never do. It's disgusting, and don't ever ask me. And if you disagree with what I'm saying, as I've seen someone, or like many people, and a handful of people on Twitter say, feel free to unfollow, block me, I don't care. I'm here to create audios to make sure that everyone feels included. And if you don't like that, then you could go ahead and fuck off. Anyways, the next part of my update is about, I've mentioned before that it is final season for me, so I haven't been able to record lately, and I have a bunch of audios I need to edit. So, you know, it's not everyone when I say some, you know, like when I address these issues. There has been a few people who've asked, when is your next audio coming out? When is this coming out? And I'm tired of repeating it. Look, I've said in the beginning, this is a hobby, and I will release audios whenever I can and whenever I feel like it. However, just, you know, don't harass me when things are going to be released. You know, they'll come eventually, just be patient, and there are plenty of other people you could listen to, you know? In terms of the type of audios that I'll be releasing or recording, I won't be able to make any NSFW audios anytime soon. I have one that I am editing at the moment, which I will release soon, hopefully, if things turn out that way. And you could probably expect me not to release any NSFW audios for a while, because I don't have the time to record it, and I'm not really feeling it, so just expect more PTA audios than GWA audios. Regarding an issue that I've addressed in my FAQ, but I'll address it again, because I get, you know, some, these people that message me, clearly they don't read. So let me just, in case they wanted to listen to this, or if they do, let me just say, don't send me unsolicited dick pics, please. Thank you very much. Don't ask me questions about how I masturbate or what I like in terms of, like, if I like their dick pics. First of all, what are you trying to achieve? Second of all, why does it matter what I think? What are the chances that we're gonna fuck? Okay, realistically, I'm not, like, I don't care about what it looks like, okay? I'm not gonna respond. I'm gonna ignore you. If you continue to message me or harass me even after I ignore you, I will probably end up blocking you. And if I don't ignore you and you get on my nerves, you can expect me to act, in a sense, act out against you. No, actually, no, I'm not gonna say act out. You could expect me to be firmer with my words, to define boundaries, and, you know, if I don't feel like talking, you could expect a reaction meme or a certain video that I will send to you, or an audio. Otherwise, to everyone who's been respectful, thank you. To those of you who keep asking if I'm gonna, what I think about your dick pics, you know what? If you really want me to tell you what I think, I'll tell you right now. If it's unsolicited, and believe me, I'll never ask for dick pics, I will insult you to the core, okay? Thank you. That's it for that topic. Also, one final thing I want to address is that it's gonna be a slow process for me in terms of replying or just being in kind of active. I'm dealing with not only finals and a bunch of other things, but like I said before, certain things, I wish I knew how to talk properly. The issue that I brought up before, now it really had a toll on me. So I'll be taking quite a while to recover, in a sense, and please respect the fact that I won't be able to record or post audios in the meantime. Yeah, I think that's pretty much all I want to say. Thank you to everyone who's been respectful and for all your support, love, and understanding. I'm sorry if this audio sounds off. I'm pretty sure I'm getting sick. No, it's not COVID. It's just a thing that happens to me during finals where I always get sick. You know, just the typical, so stressed that I get a fever and all sorts of fun stuff, you know? So you can expect, I don't know what I was trying to say. Don't worry about me. I'm taking care of myself, you know? It's a work in progress. I know people always say, practice what you preach, and I always tell my friends and everyone else to take care of themselves, whereas I am horrible, absolutely horrible at self-care. I'm trying. And I feel like I know who's going to comment on this, telling me to take care of myself. Just know that I'm trying, okay? Anyways, make sure that you take care of yourself, even though, just ignore what I just said. I'm trying my best. Before I end, I'm so sorry if you hear some noises in the background. That's just my dog running around. I just wanted to say, I'll leave you. How do I phrase this? I'm going to read you a comment that I received on my anonymous feedback form that never fails to make me laugh. Because it's not like the other kind of feedback or comments that I've gotten before, and it was actually, I kind of liked it. Whoever this is, and if you're listening, this was funny, and you could keep up with these comments because I enjoy reading it. So this person, this is what they said. Greetings, Miss Luna. Straight up, it's audios like needy and desperate morning that make a player do some extra cardio at the end of the day. You feel me? Matter of fact, one time I fell asleep to one of your joints and I fucking woke up at the bank trying to make a new savings account for an engagement ring. In all seriousness, your audios legitimately make me take better care of myself so that I'd be shredded enough to have the confidence to pull off the kinds of things you and other GWA posters fantasize about guys doing. For the motivation, the education, and all the things between, thank you very, very much. I love reading this comment every time I come back to my feedback form. It's funny. I'm glad that my audio has an effect like that on you. Just know that you don't have to get shredded, you know, to be able to pull off the things that some, like me and other creators might describe in our audios. As long as you have a confidence to, I'm sure you could pull it off. And with that, I just want to end off this note as a reminder, take care of yourself. Very sorry about the background noise. If you could hear people yelling, that's just, today's a noisy day. And thank you for being understanding for those who have. And to those of you who continue to harass me with unsolicited dick pics or who might disagree with my stance on inclusivity or people who fetishize me and keep asking for race play, you guys can go fuck yourselves. Otherwise, everyone else, I hope you have a nice day, have a nice week, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?